So I'm one of the co-investigators on WAVE, so I can speak to most of what's here. And with that, I'm going to start my timer so I don't take up everybody else's time. Okay, so we all know that health, where we live, affects our health, and today I am going to present findings from a unique study on cross-cultural correlates of pregnancy among urban poor youth. Anna or myself don't have any financial relationships to disclose. The original WAVE study was funded by the AstraZeneca Young Health Program. So the well-being of adolescents in vulnerable environment is the data for this presentation. And it was carried out between 2010 and 2013 in five cities around the world, Baltimore, Ibadan, New Delhi, Johannesburg, and Shanghai. There were two phases to the project, both a qualitative and a quantitative. The data, or the analysis for this, uses the quantitative data only. The WAVE study was designed to be cross-cultural and focus on four main domains of adolescent health: sexual and reproductive health, violence and safety, substance use, and mental health. Oh my gosh, at my school, half the girls in my school are pregnant, or they already have a baby, or they're about to have another one. Everyone is pregnant. So the ideas for this analysis were really triggered by the qualitative findings from the first phase, where teenage pregnancy was brought up repeatedly, as illustrated by this quote from Baltimore. So what we're going to do, So what I'm going to do today is describe the prevalence of teenage pregnancy around heterosexually active girls and boys. We're going to look at demographic, behavioral, and neighborhood factors associated with teenage pregnancy, and compare the findings across culturally different poor neighborhoods. So WAVE study used respondent-driven sampling, which is basically a chain-based recruitment strategy for hard-to-reach populations. In this study, those hard-to-reach populations were out of school and out of unstably housed youth who would be missed typically by school-based or household surveys. It's similar to a snowball sample, but with controlled recruitment that allows you to develop weights to adjust for the clustering. The inclusion criteria across each of the sites were that young people were aged 15 to 19. They came from a geographic area chosen by each of the sites, generally a very poor area within an urban setting. And they had to have a coupon that was given to them by a peer, so they had to be referred in. The sample size, the target in each site was about 500. We had a final N of 2,339 young people. And the data were collected with audio computer-assisted interviewing. So the outcomes we're going to look at are ever heterosexual intercourse, ever pregnant, or partner ever pregnant. We're going to look at some of the socio-demographic characteristics, education, housing, who raised you, behavioral characteristics, alcohol use and early sex, and neighborhood characteristics, including community violence, which is witnessing violence in the community over the last 12 months, perceived fear, so how afraid are you of things happening in the neighborhood, and how common are a list of things in the community: rats, poor lighting, trash, abandoned housing. So we're going to describe prevalence of sexual experience ever pregnant and pregnancy outcomes, following by variate analysis. They use multivariate logistic regression to explore the factors associated with ever reporting pregnancy. There are separate models for sites and separate models for gender within the sites. And all of the analyses adjust for the clustering of respondent-driven sampling using the RDS2 indicator. And the prevalence uses, in addition to the RDS2 indicator, post-stratification age weights, because we had some uneven distribution of ages across the sites. So this table shows the weighted prevalence of sexual experience, pregnancy, and the pregnancy outcomes for females across all of the sites. So we're going to start with the yellow bracket. I don't know if I have it. Well, whatever. We're going to start with the yellow bracket. And you can see that the majority of females in Baltimore and about half in Joburg are sexually experienced. of those who are sexually experienced, about half in Baltimore and a third in Joburg report ever being pregnant. If we look at the red brackets, you can see that the proportion of ever reporting sexual intercourse is much lower in Ibadan, Shanghai, and Delhi. So the cells, which these proportions under the red bracket are based on, are really small. So for instance, ever pregnant in Delhi is based on one pregnancy out of three people reporting that they had ever had sexual intercourse. So we're going to look at the same output for boys. And you can see, again, in the yellow brackets, we have sexual experience being the highest in Baltimore and Johannesburg. The numbers are slightly higher in Ibadan, Shanghai, and Delhi compared to girls, but still lower than Baltimore and Johannesburg. You know what? I'm going to go back. I'm sorry. I skipped over looking at the pregnancy outcomes here. So for those in Baltimore, you can see that the majority of young women who were pregnant did wind up having the child. And although we still have about a third who are reporting abortion in Baltimore. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so then for the boys, you see much higher percentages reporting that their partners aborted a pregnancy than we did for the females, both in Baltimore and Johannesburg. So on to the multivariate results. And again, these are the adjusted odds ratios of pregnancy among those who report being sexually experienced. So two factors across both Baltimore and Johannesburg were seen to decrease the odds of reporting a pregnancy, and that was being currently in school and condom use at first sex. In addition, in Johannesburg, those who reported better neighborhood environments also had a decreased odds of pregnancy. For increasing odds, the only thing that we see to be significant in Baltimore was binge drinking in the last month. And then for Johannesburg, we see some demographic characteristics as well as early sexual debut and higher observed neighborhood violence. So again, the same output for males. We see that there are no significant factors that are decreasing the odds of getting a partner pregnant in Baltimore. But in Johannesburg, the findings are similar to the females, where being currently in school and reporting a better neighborhood physical environment decreased the odds of reporting a pregnancy. In addition, more perceived fear of neighborhood violence also decreased the odds. Sort of in contrast, for Baltimore, more observed neighborhood violence, so different scales, increased the odds of reporting having gotten a partner pregnant. Again, similar to females for Baltimore, binge drinking in the last month. In both Baltimore and Johannesburg, early sexual debut, and specifically for Baltimore, having ever traded sex increased the reports of getting a partner pregnant. So, conclusions. The prevalence of sexual experience and pregnancy vary across culturally different sites and by gender. It's possible we underestimated the prevalence of sexual experience in Ibadan, Shanghai, and Delhi because there's a different stigma attached to reporting premarital sex there. High prevalence of teenage pregnancy in both Baltimore and Johannesburg. We didn't look at pregnancy intentions, so we can't say if these are wanted pregnancies or not. There are a few key factors across settings, some that are pretty consistent with the literature. This is cross-sectional data, so we can't talk about whether schooling is important because you should be in school or they're in school because they haven't had a pregnancy. There are a lot of factors that were unique to the context, so it wasn't all the same in Baltimore and Johannesburg. Binge drinking stood out for Baltimore, family structure, poor housing, and the physical environment stood out more for Johannesburg, but the influence of neighborhood factors was clear for both of the sites, and that's really consistent with the qualitative findings that we had across those sites, where young people talked a lot about the impact of their neighborhoods and their neighborhoods having lots of trash and having rats and crowded housing. So the take home, I think, is that there is more research that's needed to really understand the impact of the physical environment on adolescent pregnancy. And I'm going to thank, these are all our collaborators in all of the other sites in the AstraZeneca Young Health Program, and I'm going to put in a plug that the analysis from this presentation, as well as other analyses from the WAVE data, will be coming out in a WAVE special supplement of the Journal of Adolescent Health, and it'll be available for EPUB later this week and then in print in December. Thank you.